Many Christians tend to think about what great strides or steps we need to take in our Christian walk or warfare. We aspire to greatness in the kingdom of God, and these are righteous ambitions. Surely to achieve many things for God's glory and honor is not a bad thing. Taking leaps and bounds towards the high calling of God and Christ in our lives is often an exhilarating experience, just as what we feel when victories come one after the other. The experience is akin to the rush experienced by a runner on a time trial where speed is of the essence. This feeling is never felt by one in a walkathon and much less by one who is on a leisure walk. But herein lies the danger for the one who moves at speed and who always prefers to move through life with speed. The speedrunner has very little control of where his foot lands at each bound. The slow walker can choose exactly where to place his foot down and therefore avoid small pits or protrusions on the ground that could hurt his ankle, or landing on a slippery patch of ground that could cause a fall. The speedrunner covers much more ground in a short time. But no matter how much awareness he places on the terrain before, he can fall at any moment if he misjudges a step. The slow walker avoids every rough spot and never breaks his ankle as long as he is watchful of where he is going. This is not to say that we should all slow down either, because God in his infinite wisdom and sovereignty has created some hares and some tortoises. Each creature serves his purposes, and so none of us should laugh when the fast one tumbles or ridicule the lumbering walker. Because what matters for each believer is how they live their moments. You see, every moment is a step on our path. It is every decision, every choice that we make or take. Some decide hastily without much thought, wanting to get over it quickly. Others take some time to ponder and evaluate the choices. But when decision time comes, we make our moment. Let me close with a quote from David Guzik. Sometimes our life turns on a small thing. One night of carelessness may change a girl's life forever. One night with the wrong crowd may give a boy an arrest record. It often does not seem fair that so much in life should turn on small moments, but a lifetime is made of nothing but many small moments. How are your small moments adding up? Friend, if you die tonight, where do you think you will end up? Will your good decisions in the past turn out to be truly good before God? If you are unsure of your eternal destiny, now is the time to make your life right with God. You see, all human beings, me included, are sinners. If you would honestly assess yourself right now, you probably have lied to someone. Or take something that did not belong to you. You might have looked at someone with lust in your heart. Or hated someone and wished him slash her evil. Or used God's name as a cuss word. If so, that makes you a lying thief, an adulterer, a murderer, and a blasphemer. I think you know where such kinds of people end up already. But God sent Jesus to earth on a rescue mission. That's what it says in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. All who turn to God in humble repentance, coming back to the Creator and ask for forgiveness, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who gave his life on the cross as payment for sin, who rose again the third day, ascended to heaven and is coming back to take all his believers with him to heaven, you can receive forgiveness for your sins and be restored into a relationship with God. All you need to do is repent, ask him to forgive you, and entrust your present and future to Jesus Christ. If you are sincere, the Bible says you are saved and made as new again. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Romans 10:9-11. You can stop being ashamed of what you've made out of your life. Guilt does not have to haunt you until your dying day. Accept the offer from Jesus and the receipt of his gift of eternal life today. Hurry. This offer is good only until the rapture. If you've made a decision to believe in Jesus, let me know. I wish to help you grow in your new faith in the God of the Bible whose promises never fail. Are you blessed with this issue? Well, bless others with it, too. Click on the follow button for more issues like this. Until then, God bless you.